has a piece of paper, we'll need a small piece for the district library room. Ayikach Koyrach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi. Dr. Ashi Velayhizkir ben Yaakov. Shevikesh Rachamim al Atzmoy, Shema Yisach Eshma al Afrikoisom, Shenema Bekoal al Malteichat Kroy. The Yichus stops at Levi. He doesn't go to Yaakov, says is Rashi. Because Yaakov Avinu, who was mispalel a special tefillah, bikesh rachamim shleizoch eshmoel machlikos b'ko'alom al teichat kroidi. The bracha to Shevet Levi, Shimon v'Levi, said b'ko'alom I'll take that kroid. Heicha nizka shvoi shel kairach. Heicha nizka shvoi al kairach. Where is it nizka al kairach? Bis yachsom al aduchot. Yidivri ayomim shneema ben avi yoso, ben kairach, ben yitzo, ben kos, ben levi, ben yisrael. To understand this Rashi. In the fall, she asked, Mapiton, every time there's a Yichus, we should say, go back to the Ovis HaKadoshim. We miyaches people to their Shevet. The Shvati, we go back to the Ovis HaKadoshim. Tzveitens, why do we stop at Yaakov? Miyaches to Yaakov, why don't we say, why was the Yisrael? Yitzchak and Avram, Nefshad Adam Arishan. What's the? It's one kasha. Second kasha. Why is Rashi continuing? Heichon Nizka Shvoi Al Kaira. Where is it, Nizka? Might have given it. We want to know. For some reason, why it doesn't say Yaakov here? The answer is Yaakov was the Bakish Rachamim. Sure. It's a time in Divrei HaYomim, somewhere else in Disney, so might have come in. Thirdly, it's Mashma over here. There would be a Havamina, there should be Nizkar Shmoy. Except what? Uzbikesh Rachamim. It's a special deal. It was a Yotzi bin Aklal. It was a Mavakish Rachamim. Why was Yaakov Avinu so makbid? Shlo yizoch eshmoi al machlekoso. Kiva, we don't know who Kohos ben Levi is. We don't know he's ben Yaakov. Might have come in there, Nizka Shmoy, no Nizka Shmoy. So the Gur Aryeh, the Bi'ah Dvarim, is first of all, this pasuk is not telling us who Korach was. Beforehand I know that Korach was the son of Yitzhar, the Psukim of Furashim. But I know that Yitzhar was Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. And we know that the Pasuk isn't coming to tell us who he was. Elamai, what's the Pasuk coming to tell us? The Pasuk is coming to be Marbeh, the Gnai of Korach. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that Korach, who was Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi, was capable of doing what he did. Afal pi, that he was Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. Dahainu, that Korach got gewaltige koiches, and we all get gewaltige koiches. Every mensch gets gewaltige koiches from his others, from his zaydus. And Korach, ben Yitzhak, ben Kos, ben Levi, even though he had all these gewaltige koiches, he misused their koiches. And Yaakov Avinu saw the Ruach HaKodesh, what's going to be, and he was Mavakish Rachamim, that his koyach, which he's Moirish, the Klal Yisrael, shouldn't be misused by koyach. What's his koyach? What's the koyach miyuchad of Yaakov Avinu? The Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu's Mido is Achdus. First, a very poshut havana. We're all called Bnei Yisrael. Davke from the three others in Misyaches, the Bnei Yisrael. We're called Klal Yisrael. We're not called Klal Avraham. We're not called Klal Yitzchak. Klal Yisrael. The Achdus of Klal Yisrael is Munach in what Yisrael Saba. Yaakov Avinu was Boyish to us. The little story which they teach all the Kinderlach in Gan, and unfortunately people remain with a 5-year-old Havana in it. When Yaakov Avinu took the stones that night, and the stones had the big machloikas, alaya liach tzadikas roishoy. And in the morning, vayikeches ha'evel, I mustn't look at any chazal with the mind of a 5-year-old. I've already told you, the Alter from Kelb says, it's a chaval, we have to teach Chumash to children. But we have to. It's a chaval because people stay with a kinder, the childish approach to Chumash. The whole side of Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu is ma'achet all the koiches. He took Avonim and they become an Eben Achas. There'll be Chaza over Krishma. In the morning. Ebes V'yatziv is a Chazor of Krishma in our own words. By Ebes V'yatziv, when Ma'amis or Makabel Aleinu, the Yisoidus of Krishma. It needs a lot of simas lev, this bracha. But does the ikir of being mischazik in the yisoidus or emuna? That's why it's a yetzahar that comes and makes us say it so quickly. We don't think what we're saying. Well, mimeila, all these yisoidus, instead of every morning banging them in, nachamal, making a kinyan of the yisoidus or emuna. We zip through the thinking, well, word what we're saying. And we talk there with David Ashwede Esrei. Instead of David Ashwede Esrei, we talk Akor, Amitis, Mitzias Hashem, Ashkocha Protis, and all the Zachen that here we chaza over, that would bring down the Shechina in front of us. Al Kolponim. We say Emes Elokei Olam Malkeinu. That is Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is the Elokei Olam. Elokeinu is Amelech. Emes Elokei Olam Malkeinu. What's Hashem Echad? Achduso Yisbar Shemoi. Tzu Yaakov Malkeinu Yisheinu. Tzu Yaakov is
Echad ba'achdus. Yaakov Avinu is the ba'ached of Klal Yisrael, the side of achdus of Klal Yisrael. And here comes a parasha. The first, Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, the Siddur Chabura, Vayikohalu. And later on, with his Koyach HaLeitzonus, Vayakel aleihem koyach es kol ha'ido el pesach ha'olma. Ba'achid koyach ha'litzodes. It's a shvera parsha to understand, brothers. Zuyu zuyu shvera parsha. And the reason why we can't understand it is also because we look, maybe not as a 5-year-old, even if we look as a more mature person. But we have to know something else about the Doris HaRishonim. We have no hasogya of their gadlus. If we have no hasogya of their gadlus, how possibly can we have a hasogya of their averus? All the averus of the Dor HaMidbar, if we would be holding by it, for us there would be gemaltig mitzvahs. Halavai would be holding by their averus. Avada their averus were averus. What I mean to say is, halavai would be holding by the madrega which they were holding by, which brought them to such an aveir. But we have no hasoge of their madrega. We have no hasoge what the dar midbar, the dar hadeya, the dar who were yoytzim in tribe of mekavle hatorah. We have no hasoge what they were. Bichlal, nothing. So then we start thinking, listen, if I was there, when I came out of Mitzrayim, when I was by Maimon Har Sinai, well, I wouldn't go after Korach. We have tainus on this whole door, we don't understand. And if I saw what Korach would be seeing, and Dosav Avir swallowed up like that, Azicha wouldn't come afterwards, the tainus to Moshe Rabbeinu, Atayim Amitim, Esav Hashem. Better it's Lashon Hara. Well, Lashon Hara, it's Motzi Shem Ra, the Dor Deya. Because the Hanukkah is to say, if I was there, he's thinking, okay, they were like us. Okay, they experienced the missile more than us. So just think, if I was there, and I saw Mitzias Mitzrayim, Chris Yamsu, why would I see that? I would be Mechulim Mechulim. You know what, Rabbi Yisai? We weren't there. Our neshamas were there. We weren't there in our present matzah. Why not? Because we're not that madrega bichlal. So we're in this dar without nisyonos. But what we can take out for ourselves and shtelik in our matzah. Al kolponim. Koyach had, but Koyach leitzonus vayakel is kol ha'edo. So the Yaakov Avinu gewalt. Koyach ha'achdus b'kohalom al teichad kvoidi. My Koyach, by the gilui of my Koyach. Mashgiach, so chetzadu b'kodesh, you don't always learn. Kovid is gilui. The gilui of my madrega should be nisyached there, al teichad kvoidi, chalila, the my koyach ha'achdus. It shouldn't be that that gets misused. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. And Itaka wasn't that koyach. Yaakov Avinu's name is not mentioned here. Amen. Be'etzem it could have been. Where do we see that Korach or the Hemshech of Korach did take the Koichus of Yaakov Avinu? Over here, he wasn't. This wasn't because of Yaakov Avinu, because of Yaakov Avinu's tefillas. Over in the Ducha, when the Bnei Koirach were even on the Ducha, and there was Shah the Shira, this Heiliga Avoida, which was Ba'ad Kol Klal Yisrael, the Avoida of the Beis Hamikdash is for the whole Tzibur, don't stay Ben Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. The Mishiach is yeah to the Klal, and their Avoida is for the Klal. I was thinking, the fee this is signed, we go out. Lichaira, Shaydah ben Levi. So the Koyach of Levi he air took and misused. What's that? What's the Koyach of Levi? What's Miyuchad of Levi? Shaita Posuk in Baloischa, Vivdalto es Halavi, Vitoch Bnei Yisrael. Loyu li Halavi. Levi has the koyach of Havdalah, to be Nivdal. Nivdal Misha Yisrael. The famous Rambam at the end of Shmita Ve'yoivel. Veloma loizocha Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael uba bizoso im echo. Why wasn't Levi zoicha in a nachla in Eretz Yisrael? Nipnei shehuvdal la'avodes Hashem. Shevet Levi is muvdal for avodes Hashem. Uleshol soy ulehoris rochav ayishoy mishpatav atzadikim the rabbim. The Nekud of Shevet Levi is their Muvdal. Below Shevet Levi Bilvad, Elokol Ishvi Ishvi Kol Boy Oilam Hashem Nodva Rucha Yisoy Vevinu Madoy. Amen. Shevet Madrigal of Shevet Levi is not limited to being Yorish Mamish from Levi. You don't have to be a Ben Levi, of the Rambam. In any mensch who has not Varucha Oisoi, who wants it himself, Stava Yid's not Mechoyiv in this, as they first of all have not Varucha Oisoi. And secondly, Hevinoi Madoi, has to be Mitoich Seichel, has to be Mitoich Yishuv Adas, has to be Mitoich a havana in the whole sugya, that a person can be koyde this madrega of Levi. What's the first yusod? Hevina madon lehi bade, to separate himself. Labud lifnei Hashem, the sholso leovdoi ledea es Hashem, polach yoshok meshoso elokim uporak mi'al savori oil cheshbo yisorabim. Shevet Levi has the koyach of Havdalah. Shevet Levi, Shas the Egel Azov, weren't geschlept after the whole Tzibur. They stood on the side. Later on, when it came, I answer. Vatikrumei like kulchem, a whole panic. The ganze tzibur came running to Moshe Lishlucha Anoshim by the Meraglim. Shevet Levi weren't there. And far be earlier, in Mitzrayim, when the Yidu were nichshal with the tachsisim of Paro, when Paro tricked the Yidu, wanted to give them a lot of money and employ people to do building, and all the Eden came, Shevet Levi stood at the side. He didn't go. They don't have any part in it. Either Gantz Oilem's going. Shevet Levi had the part and he bought it. And here, steht by Yikach Koirach Ben Yitzor. Dr. Rashi, Vayikach, Koirach, Lokach, Es Atzvo, in its Had Echod, Lios Nechlak, Mitoicho, Eid. Loir Alakud. Here, Koirach took the Nekuda of Levi to be Nivdal, to be separate, of a his Meshabbish of Kuntim. Lios Nechlak, Alakud. Why does Shevet Levi need this Koyach Havdolah? What is this Koyach Havdolah? Why is it so choshik? The Daltos Alevim, the Tochman of Yisrael, Liyo is Li. Tosus explains the beginning of Kiddushi that the Gemara says the Loshon of Ha'ishin Mekudeshes, the Loshon that the Ish is Mekadesh the Isha. What's the Loshon means Mekadesh the Isha? It's made us Mekadesh. The Gemara says same as a person is Makdish a Korban. What's a pshat? So Tosfos, the notion of being a Kaddish is to be Miyachid. Person takes a behemoth and he wants to be Miyachid for the Mizbeach. So that's called the process of being a Kaddish it, be Miyachid to the Mizbeach. A mensch wants to take an Isha, wants to take all her koyach of being an Isha, he wants to be miyachidit to him. It's called Kiddushin. Kiddushin is Yichud. Frank Toysus, is it shayach to use a Zal Loshin when you're koyne a Kli? This Kli should be Mekudish to me. I'm Mekadish this Kli to me. Dainu, when I'm going to a Kli, the Chora, I'm a Yached the Kli to me. It's my Kli. To the exclusion of everybody else. Why can't I use the Lashon Kiddushin there? So Tosfos is not mistaken that you can apply this Lashon. Why? Because when do we say a Lashon of Kiddushin? Only when at the same time that you're being the Yached, so first of all comes along an Issa l'kol ha'olam. Kiddushin comes with a double side to it. It comes that you're Aser and then the Achid. You take a behemoth and you're Makdishin l'mizbeach. First comes an Issa, avoid or giza. You've got to take it out of the mundane first. Be battle in Issa. No, you can't use it for stamp things. And once you've done that, you can be miyached it to the Mizbeach. But when you're koine a Kli, there's no Issa which is chal al kol ha'olam. I need to ask Rishus from you to borrow your Kli. Versus Shoyel Shaloi be Rishus in the Gazli. But that's not an Issa in Etzim Kli. That's Ariu to Korabio lay. The Be'etz mitzad the Mominus, mitzad the Hilchus Kinyonim. There's no Issa Be'etz of you to use the Kli. Mitzad the Issa Kinyonim. Then you need to be Mevakish by Rishus. But I can give you Rishus. When I'm Makdish the Behemel of Mizbeach, the Bailim can't give Rishus, or the Gizbar, or anybody can't give Rishus. Okay, you want to plow with the thing, okay, you want to do Giza, yeah, it's okay. The contrary to the Heitigen Mahalach in marriage, a husband can't give Rishus to somebody else to use his wife. Is the Etzim Issa. Kedusha comes with two sides to it. Kedusha means essentially, Niyos Ni. Muktish to Shamayim. To be miyuchad to Shamayim. To focus on Avodas Hashem. But a person can't do that, just jump in and be miyachad himself to Avodas Hashem. He has to take himself out of the holach yelech of this world. Bipnei shehuvdilu la'avodas Hashem l'sholso l'horis rocha v'yishorim. Not varucha oisei ve'ivina madon nehi badel, and then when it's nehi badel, is lamud lifnei Hashem l'sholso l'avdo l'deis Hashem. And it's a yesod otsu. And it's a yesod that a lot of people don't like to hear. There are those people who like to say all men are created equal. It's not true. Klal Yisrael. Am Yisrael. Are different. The pasuk says, "Va'avdil eschem min ha'amim liyosli." Klal Yisrael is the Am Hashem beyuchato Hashem. Well, there has to be the Hakdal. Va'avdil eschem min ha'amim. When we finish davening, when we finish kedusha the sidra, it comes lo hashtikul hayda, and then comes a beautiful tefillah. Then comes the chizuk in bitachon. Again, people say, "The location already after davening, such a long davening, you want to get out already." So say it so quickly, don't realize what we say. Bechlal, finish kiddush of the sidra, which the whole world is high. But then we say, "I'm going to get hoydah to Hashem." Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lichvoida. Klal Yisrael. Is the Am Nivra Lichroida? Amzu Yotzalta Liti Lasi Yisapeiru. Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lichroida. V'hivdilonu min ha'toyim. Toyim is with a tough, not a test. Toyim means a toy is a mensch who wanders around the world aimlessly. Doesn't know what the tachlis is. The Baruch Hashem is mavdil klal Yisrael min ha'toyim. But no, Saloni Toyras Emes, and he gave us the Torah of the Emes. Not Torah Amitis, the Torah Shel Ha Emes, Toyras Emes, the Torah of the Emes. The Hirah, of how to get to the Emes. The Chay Oilam not Abesecheinu. And he gave us either the whole Chay Oilam, the cube of this world, Besecheinu, which is what we've just done. The Kiddush of the Sidra keeps the world going. That's the Chaya Olam. Or the Pshat, Chaya Olam is Chaya Olam Abba. Chaya Olam not Abba Sefeinu. And then we mispala the Tfila. Yirotza milfanecha, shvishvach, yigecha moedam azev, and yizke v'nichye v'nirev. Yirash tuy v'avrochel, yishneyev. Yimoyisa v'ashech, ola Chaya Olam Abba, shetaka use the Torah's MS to get to Olam Abba. When I'll be there, we can be mechazik, I'll be talking, Baruch HaGevah, Shem Yivtach Bashem, V'chul, Ayin Shom. I'm going to do the work for you. Every mensch himself must understand the Siddur HaTfilah, maybe the Kazakhim which we have. Al Kolponim, Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lichvoida, Dilonu Min Hatoyim. Klal Yisrael is moved up. Because in order to be Lichvoida, we have to be moved up. We have to be aware what we are. We have to be aware that we're Yidden. We make a bracha every morning. She'eloi asani goy. For some people, Nebuch, it's a bracha lebatala. She'eloi asani goy. I want to be a guy. Chas v'sholom. Mashgiach, Zechetzad, we come to Yisrael, used to say over when he spoke about the godless of being a Yid, is to say that there was a Yiddish song. So Yidden, before the war, when there still were Yidden in the world, we omnishkin Yidden. I'll tell me, what am I saying? I'll tell you, Amaisa, the Mashgiach, used to have a kviyas to go to a Chatzkel Omnishkin once in 2 weeks. When Be'er Yaakov used to come to Bnei Brak, had a kviyas with Reb Chatzkel. So he told us one time he came into Reb Chatzkel, and Reb Chatzkel said to him, he says to him, how many Yidden were killed in the Second World War? What do you want? He says, Mizak, they say, it's me. So Chatzkel says, nah, that's not something to say. That's what they say. How many do we say? We have our own figures, we have some Cholik on the historians. What did he want? He didn't know what he wanted. So the pastor said, we say, ganz klar Yisrael was killed. And then what we got today is nicht klar Yisrael. I heard with Moshe, Sechetani Nechroche, he wasn't as machmir as with Chatzkel. Chatzkel was ish amiti. Reb Moshe said that before the war till after the war, Klal Yisrael was yoreh 200 years. He's not chals a bissel of Reb Moshe, a bissel of Klal Yisrael left of a gap of 200 years. 200 years is far more than people can remember. Today, there are very few Yidden left who can tell us what life was like before the war. Don't make a mistake. Sometimes people describe the gadlus of Klal Yisrael before the war, and then you think that Ali Yidden were mamish and such a madrega. And then you start having kashas. So how was there a Holocaust? Enochanami mitzad echod. Roy Grubam and Achenu, everyone assimilated. It was Oyman Noira. Everywhere was going on. Mashgiach told us that in Mir, Rov of the little shtetl of Mir, 95% was Jewish. You always need a few Shabbos going. But 95% was Jewish. They all spoke Yiddish. Aber Rubam were Mechalalei Shabbos. Mir tells us, Yeshivas Mir, Mechalalei Yeshivas Mir, Vechule Vechule, and all the big names. And we think, okay, so everybody in Mir was sitting and learning in Yeshivas Mir. They're all listening to Shmuzim for Rabbi Yeruchim, and we're all, as I heard, every Stambacher there knew Noshim Ezekin already. And Shlomo told us, when he came to America, he went into the Mir Yeshiva as soon as he came to America. It was Mabish, the yeshiva that had been through Shanghai, the Litvish yeshiva. He told us that Simchas Torah, the first Simchas Torah, was Meridika Simcha Kamuvan. Mistome in Shanghai was also Meridika Simcha Torah. He didn't see that. I never heard about that. He said the first ring in the middle were Bekir B'Shas. And the second ring around them was half Shas. And in the middle, Reb Chatzkel was dancing B'Slavas Gedoyla. And if anybody went from the ring, it wasn't the feedback ring awesome, he sent a shliach and he had to go back to his right ring. Nobody's allowed to jump into jump in the middle of nisht, you know. At this one, at that one, all these big names were mamish dancing over the benches. He said, Misha lo ra simcha zu lo ra simcha miyom. The Miut Yidden, the remained Ne'emah, the Torah mitzvahs were real Yidden. And that is so far from us. About Kolponim, we still do make the bracha Shaleas Ani Goy. They didn't decide that we can't make the bracha. The Mashgiach used to say over this song, it only rhymes in Yiddish, so it says,
Was mir sein und sein und mir. Aber jeden bleiben wir. Whatever we are, we are. Was mir sein und sein und mir. Whatever we are, we are. In other words, whatever Madrigal we got to. Aber jeden bleiben, we're still jeden. Ah! You got us. We're jeden. And we're jeden to realize. Borel Shaloy Asani Goy. Ganz in Hefresh. Hivdi Lonu Va Avdil Eschem Mina Ami Liyas Li. No Shaykhis. What a Goy is. Das we gehört. An Israeli professor of Ivrit. I think that's what he was. Professor Ivrit. So he knows languages, obviously. Maybe Asaf, I don't know. He was talking about interesting Musa. That in Yiddish folklore, as he calls it, the Yidden who spoke Yiddish and Ladino, that means side the Ashkenazim, side the Sfadim, had a Muslim, he says, which you won't find in any Goyish language. I'm not sure that's entirely true, but that's what he says. He says that the musig, that a behemah, is a dove apophis. And to call a mensch a behemah, they don't find in any other language. I'm not sure exactly, because I know in English a mole person says you're behaving like an animal. But when a yid says that's a behemah, doesn't mean exactly the same connotations as an animal. A behemah is a person who's felt safe. A behemah is a mensch who's a goof. Poshut goof. That's what a behemah is. And a yid has a goof. Oh, but the ikar yid is heiliger neshama. His heiliger seichel, which elevates the goof. The whole culture of the goyim is a culture of guf, a culture of taima and chedas mam. Two sides of the same coin. Gashmis and gashmis and gashmis. Ayid va'avdil eschem mina amin li yosli. Ayid is here for kedusha, and kedusha means we have to be mavdil ourselves. We have to take ourselves away from that halach yelech of the goy, and then we can be miyached ourselves to inyani kedusha. We have to appreciate asher bocha bonu mikol ha'amim. Then we can have an anonymous tovah on this blush. What do we need to throw that in? Make a birchas haTorah. So we want to start the day the Kaddish haTorah. We want to realize that Rebbeinu Shlom gave us his heiliger Torah, but now some non-Jew is Torah. What do we have to be so anti? No, there's no word for it. Anti-Gentile. There's a hepech of anti-Semitic. Shibboch ha'bonu mikol ha'amim. Nebach, so get into the ha'amim. Teretz is, we have to appreciate that before we got Torah, there was a bechira of Klal Yisrael. Va'avdil eschem min ha'amim. Klal Yisrael is different. And if we don't realize we're different, we can't give ourselves over to the Kedushas ha'Torah. As Ken Zayin Abizul, these Yesodis, which were so poshut years ago, the Yidin Zayin Yidin, that we're different. There's no the guy is a guy. The guy is a behemoth. I remember when I was younger, the Klemers, the Chatzadim Kodesh Livracha, used to often say about the goyim, their behemoths. And there were people who were the humanist people. They were offended by the fact that he called
when I enjoy the haters, how you talking?
The way he says, I think of kasha, anybody after the Holocaust still has that kasha. Germany at that time was the most cultured. I don't know what it means, the word cultured anymore. The most cultured nation that there was. With all their philosophy and all their choshva values and all their politeness, all their ways of being misnahik, the behavior shegohen, behavior chayas, the behaviors. Behavior came out. And a God's nation could do what they did. So today, what's the kasha? Oh my! Oh, that was Germany. That was Germany. Okay, so, they were moved out to something else. And if you go back in history, so the French weren't the same. And then the Polish weren't the same, even the Shahs in the Second World War. Well, the Ukrainians weren't willing Mishtatev, Mamish. I mean, America's Kedish side. No? And the British, the English were the first to throw us out from all the European nations. It is what so many Yidden there were. There were Yidden. And Yidden were asses for living in England longer than any other European country. It's next week, next Shabbos or something, there's a plan that neo-Nazis in England want to march through the Golden Screen on Shabbos morning, and they want to rip up the flag of Israel because they're not allowed to burn it. That's an Aveira Chamura. But they want to burn something. We are in 2015. But we have to realize that the AD and the BCE is all the same. We're in 2015 BCE. BCE, BC. Tishkanafka Bina. Because they also want to burn the Talmud. We haven't moved. Not we, maybe we have. They haven't moved. Want to burn the Talmud. That's not awesome. In England, the hating of the United Kingdom. It's a pachat. It's a Kodesh Baruch who's being ma'ira as. In 1928, the Nazis were doing these type of things. 5 years later, Hitler came to power. Shalom b'derech ha'tev. And don't think in the Heilige America similar things can't take place. If we say that was resided Zaydin Mir, of a Yidden bleiben Mir, we are Yidden, Baruch Hashem, of the Goyb, like the Goyb, like the Goyb, like the Beile. And that's Va'avdil Eschem in Amim Liyosni. So what do we have to copy any of their culture? When their culture is the use of them being a behemoth, being a goof. I'm a gushim dike behemoth. Cholile. We should look over our shoulders at the goy and think, oh, they have something. To be machshiv their sports. Is it chayi haguf? Is any chashivas
been playing around with a ball. But Kinderlach is a good Zach. A bocha needs a teretz to do a shtikul chilutz atzomus. Can't get out of exercise without a challenge to play a game. No. Oh, but to follow their nourishment. Unbefrat, some of their games and mamish. Chayas rois, poshe. Who's fried chal, mamish. Seichel is ishdo. I know they'll come afterwards and tell me, no, it's because you don't understand all the grace of Chochma of football. Baruch Hashem. I know about Chochmas of other sports. Baruch Hashem. Still somewhere in the back. There was this good Chochma, Rabbi Yisrael. If a person says that that's Chochmah, he goes for his biggest kasha. The goy walks around, but he does works out. It's not just the shame. The shame to be healthy, having the goy to work out, the shame to have muscles and give yourselves what. Then if you have these grace of muscles, you have to show these grace of muscles. No point in having muscles you can't see. They walk around like other rishon just after the chet. You come against the kasha. It's a des. It's a des min hashamayim. Then they're still only walking around like other rishon after the chet. Why are they walking around like other rishon kodem hachet? Yeda Eva, by them, is the Iku Kola Ikrim, there was Choshev Eva. So why aren't they walking around? Maybe the halacha is when a midge goes to be Toivel, so he should cover Yeda Eva. Aber Chutz Vizeh, should the Briyasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Posh the Nes. I don't know how long the mess is going to carry on. If these behemoths decided they can marry each other, neither men can marry men, but they have to sanctify such a marriage. Umbalt, you'll hear, they decided you can sanctify a marriage between a man and his dog. If Shanisht, because maybe the animal rights people, China is not fair. We don't know that he wants to live with this behemoth. Why should the dog have to live with such a bald tiger? Never. It's not fair to the dog. Dogs have a certain. The rebbeinu should have made. They're mekai puravus, the shem puravus. They have to live with this bald behemoth. And then what will happen? They'll do research to show the beds and the dogs are happy to live together with their. The mensch, and then they'll make it. You can marry your dog. Where society is going today? Habayid wears clothes. He covers the goof. The goof is not the ikur. Goyim amol wear clothes that are legale the goof. But the whole tap is the gallery group. You have the chevra walk around with these buttons here undone. What's the whole vault? Sometimes I see a bocha walking around. He never. You saw me had a hairy chest or something. He missed us on never. No one hair. What's he said? Never. What are you trying to show off? Tznius is not only for God. Tznius to be covered. Hatznei aleches im Hashem elokechos of the Novi. Zom Chazal, hatznei aleches if you go with tznius im Hashem elokechos. Ayid ha-shaychus ta-kodesh Baruch Hu. You walk around. As in the other Rishon la'achar achet, that you've been megarish the shechina. So it doesn't matter you're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter you're in the dorms. You're being megarish the shechina from the dorms. Because a yid is not the ikah his goof. In the vush, so the aloshim is loy busha. A yid should be misbayish from his goof. So we cover the goof, because the ikah is the pnimius, the kop, the neshama. To sing Goyeshin Gunim. What's Goyeshin Gunim? How does that have a mockum by Klal Yisrael? Years ago, I was in Tveria, Aben Azmani, and I saw some Israelis dancing at Scottish sword dance. They had two swords crossed over, that's how they do it. And they had some bagpipes. You don't know if the Americans know what it is. It's a modern type of instrument. Makes a very funny noise. And they were dancing as a mamish, like the Scotch dancing thing. I don't know if they were as drunk as the Scots are when they drink it, when they dance these things. So they're about kopponim. They're dancing away. I'll be getrach. We were going for shpatzir with my wife, Bela's money. I said to my wife, I wonder if in Scotland, they go to Scotland and they're dancing Hasidic dancing, Hasidic music, and they're all dancing mamash. Isn't that a busha? What were these chevra doing? They're still the same, the Scots, nor the goyim. When Klal Yisrael, we're writing down, because you read the Sadoiras, when we wrote down the Mishnayas, so we wrote down Gemara, and that was you read the Sadoiras, so we had to write it down. But that's Hashbo of the Erech, in the time in history. What were they doing? They weren't only dancing with their swords, they were killing each other with their swords and painting themselves blue and ganze Sachen. And Yidden dance like Scottish behemoths. Where's your pride? Where's your Yiddish gaiva? Ayid says Hashem Boch Abonu Mikol HaAmim Shelo Yasani Goy. That's national pride. Moshe Lamad Ove Doime. Today we stand a Snishke Moshe. A mensch goes to the zoo and he sees the apes on the in the cage with their bananas and jumping over each other, or the chimpanzees, and he gets into the cage and he gets undressed and he also wants to jump around. Ooh, I want to be like the ape. Oh, okay, you want to be like the Elter Zeder Chvashtech. We were talking about Yichrus here. Oh, but that's what it is. A yid should do such a thing. Go into the cage and behave like a goy. That's by Stam Klal Yisrael. Baruch Elokeinu Shigdilonu Min HaToyim. And then we can be miyached ourselves to realize our tachlis. Am zu yotzarteli tilosi yisaper, the Am Kodesh. Shevet Levi is mitoich b'nei Yisrael. Shevet Levi is the Shevet, even within Klal Yisrael, to reach a higher darga of Kedusha. Beloi Shevet Levi bilvad, elu kol ish v'ish mikol boi ha'olam, asher nod v'rucho yisri v'evinu mado lehi badeh. Lamoid lifnei Hashem. I don't want any part in the holich yelech of the darke ha'olam. It's not v'rucho yisri.
Aber so gewaltige Madrege, Lamud lifnei Hashem, the Shosur, Ulovdoi, my life should be focused on one thing, Mishar is Hashem, Lodeya is Hashem, I can know Hashem, Ayid can know Hashem, aber the Madrege of the Lo Shevet Levi Bilvat Andro Madrege Lodas is Hashem. V'holach Yosho, and he gets back to the madrega of Adam Arishon Koidem Achet, not in the Chitzonius, in the Primus. Uparach mi al savori oil cheshboinos harabim. For the Hamoin Am of even of Klal Yisrael, they have to mavdil themselves with alagoyesh zachu, or they can be Isaac in the Chayesha. Of a Shevet Levi realizes cheshbonos harabim, such narishkeit. I'm going to waste my life away working yomon v'layla. For what? Sitting in an office, making money. And what's the alternative? You realize how many people, when they go into the working world, the misyonos there are. Over how much time can you learn? If 2 hours a night, 3 hours a night. In Chutz Lares, there's something very interesting. You have Shabbos Sheni. On Sunday, most people don't work. So you would have thought, all these people that tell you that they had to be Oisek, in Parnosseh, v'chule, v'chule, all their hetairim, look zonished. This is not v'ruchoy. Zonished. All the hetairim. But it comes to Sunday, you don't have to go to work. There you would have thought three starim would be sitting and learning and steiging. Shabbos, halavai, but they come home so tired. Come home 5 minutes before Adlokas Aleiros in the winter. Shabbos, they're knocked out. So not Tovea Shabbos. Shabbos is Tovea itself, the Kedusha Shabbos, halavai. But the Chol HaMoed is Sunday. Why are they sitting and shlaging? Teretz is, once you go with the oil cheshbonos harabim, you get schlepped after the goyim. And schlepped after all that. And there's all sorts of choshuva things that you have to do on Sunday. All the choshuva narishkeit that people do. And the idea that Sunday I could be kule kodesh lashem. Let's be realistic. You know, when you get up for the 9:30 minyan, and then you have to go and buy your lox and bagels and etc. etc. And then you have to visit this one and visit that one and do this minyan and that tirda and that's other tirda. And you have to spend time with the family. The family don't want to spend time with you. Don't realize that. Please, if you get out, if you'd work on your midas, maybe it would be good to spend time with the family. Midas? Who works on midas? Okay. Musa? That's not for us. Musa is a thing which they put up on yeshivas, on the schedule in yeshivas. That's what Musa is. Rabbi Saul said, a balabos has to learn Musa more than a bentai. A bentai also has to learn Musa. Don't take out. Uparak mi al savori oil cheshbonos harabim. Ayid realizes, Evina Madoya, what are we talking about? Asher big shubnei Adam, Zahandra Zach. Koyrach came with a taina. He misused in Gansen this koyach of Levi. Lochachatz vele tzadurchod, lius nechra. But then he came with a taina, a fakir to taina, kolo eidah kulam kedoshim. Madut is nasu al kalashe. Koyach says, I want to be the Kohen Gadol.
Well, everybody should be the Kohen Gadol, and why do we need David? But everybody can be a Kohen Gadol. It's Darishkeit. It's a sheker. It all comes from the gears. He wasn't interested in being a Kohen Gadol for Etzem. The mensch is one big sheker. If you want another limud from Parshas Korach, the pachad, and from the Parshas Meraglim as well, are the pachad how the gears can take a person to do mamish the most meshugadik of things. And Rav Moshe Rabbeinu was mazir him that only one person is going to survive the machtos. And Korach gets Ruach HaKodesh and he sees that Shmuel, who's his descendant, is Kineged Moshe Aaron, who's Gezayna Shmuel. He's shown that the Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, Korach shepikeach hoyo ma lo lishtus zeh, the words, he was told that this godless is totally on him. Look what a mushkas he became. Reb Korach, how many people are going to win this competition? How many kohenim are there? Kol ha'ido kulam kdoshim. Everybody can be a kohen? Yeah? Do you really believe that? Your chevra 250 Rosh Hashanah, everyone's going to survive? No. Me, I'm going to survive. So Reb Korach, wouldn't it be nice of you, perhaps, to turn around to the 250 Rosh Hashanah and say, Rabbosai, I know we had this plan, but I think it'll be better just to, first of all, prove Moshe wrong. I'll go and be Makiv the Ketoris myself, and you'll see there's me and Aaron, and then when Aaron dies, then I hold that everybody can be Makiv the Ketoris. Episoterics. Ara, you know that all 250 chevra of yours are going to die. And it's of course. What happened? We're talking about Migdoli Adam. We know you say Ha'aroi. What happened? I go back to what I said before. We don't understand their godness. We can't understand their Averis. Oh, but you see the Koyach and Negiyas. Mavel al Arayim. Oh, but what is this? The whole thing was the kinah of Elitzof, and he doesn't have any problem about Kaili. Oh, but Neshitasa, what he's saying? He's saying that every youth could be a Kaili. Neshitasa, he's completely wrong. Why? Because, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu told him there could only be one coin. But not Hasug, why there could only be one coin? Oh, but Bishloshuk Sarim Nichtu Yisrael. Kese Malchus, Kese Kuhune, the Kese Toira. Kese Toira is Munach v'Oimedu Muchan l'Kol Yisrael. Every Yid can have Kese Toira. Which Kese is more choshev? So the pasuk about Toira Yikarahi Mipnini. The Kese Toira is Yos Yaakov Mikoyen Gadol Shenichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim. What are you saying? Kol Ha'edah Kulam Kedoshim. And Achanami, Yedah Yid, not Varucha Oysoi. Even not a Levi, can get to the highest Madregas. Hevina Mador, Babakasha, Kesetoyer. You can have Kesetoyer, every Yid can have Kesetoyer. And Kesetoyer is Yikara. And why is it Yikara, Rabbi Yisai? Because the Kohen Gadol, the whole year is outside the Kodesh Kodosh. And once in a year, when he does the whole Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, and his poyresh ma'ani the guf and his oile le madregis ilois ma'id, he can go inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. And who does he meet inside the Kodesh Kodoshim? In the Kodesh Kodoshim, what does he find there? The Aron. The Aron is the Talmud Chacham. Gemara Yuma says, Kol Talmud Chacham she'eino toichoi kebar elav Talmud Chacham hu. And how do we know that? From the Aron HaKodesh. Mi bayis u mifnim tetzapenu. What is the Kohen? What is the Talmid Chochem? The Talmid Chochem is the kli that's Kohen on Torah, that contains Torah. And in order to be that Talmid Chochem, he has to have Torah, b'pnima b'machutz, no steers. He has to be the mensch who's kulay Torah. Torah b'pnimi yusay and Torah b'chitzoni yusay. The Aron HaKodesh is the Talmid Chochem. And those of the Rambam, Lo shevet Levi bilvad, ela kol ish v'ish, v'kol boi oilam, ashe nod v'l rucho is. Ve'vina madoim, anyone. Li'ibod el lamoid lifnei Hashem l'shos, ala obdoi l'deis Hashem, v'alach yoshu 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 Korach, what do you need it for? Kahuna, the Kohen is outside the Kodesh Kodoshim. One time he can come into the Kodesh Kodoshim. Oh, but Shevet Levi, well, Shevet Levi Bilvad is the Kodesh Kodoshim, or is in his Kaddish Kodesh Kodoshim. And the Yisod Adomo is to realize what's choshev in the world, what's not choshev in the world. Lihi bodel, belifrag me al savoroi oil cheshmoines or rabbin. Nen lamud lifne Hashem, the shal soile of doi velodea is Hashem. Arezen is kadosh, kodosh, kodosh.